Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Still nothing?
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, LaSalle Thompson, David Thirdkill, Joey Devine, Linton Towns, Jose Slaughter, Sean Keane, Craig Hodges, Corny Thompson, Patreons, David Dufour, thank you, Coach David, Kelly Dwyer, thank you, Kelly, Kevin Dinahan, thank you, Kevin, special guest Sam Sheehan and Trill Bro Dude, musical guest The Wiggles, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and full disclosure, I don't normally make the guests sit through that, but I wanted to see Sam's reaction to the Don Pardo names. That's right, we've got the host of the You Know Ball podcast, Trill Bro Dude and Sam Sheehan. How are you guys?
This is great to Trill let me out of my slop dungeon. Normally, I'm just sort of kept down there like a golem creature. It's nice to, you know, just, you know, be... having real human interaction.
All right, you can stop talking now. Your allotted time has been expired. Thanks for having us, guys.
Also, as always, have my co-host, my best friend, America's Uncle Dad, America's newest Uncle Fiance, Sean Keane. Mm-hmm. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a single dog father. I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I mentioned being uncomfortable about talking about my dog as my daughter, and my fiance has only referred to me as the dog's stepdad since then. So
things are not going so well in the Keane household.
No, they're okay. I'm a single stepdad, so I have to like really work hard right now. My dog was in heat this last week, so I've had to like keep her inside.
Get that dog fixed.
We will. We're not trying to. We don't want to have babies having babies.
Yeah. Sean. Yeah. We have the You Know Ball guys on today to talk, to cover some slop. But first things first, We have some reader mail that you picked out specifically for them to help us answer. So yeah. Here's that drop.
This is Round Ball Rock reader mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it reader mail? It is confusing for robots.
All right, Sean. What's our first piece of mail here?
Before we start, I want to thank the reader who gave us an extensive review of the Jamal Murray meal at KFC. Mm-hmm. We're just saving that for a later episode because I want to eat some terrible basketball food as well in solidarity with that. But just we appreciate it. It has been received and appreciated. We have a question from some guy, which is, when is CBS going to cut the shit and make it Bear Grylls is the cube? Combining some playoff commercials you might have seen on TNT. So we're all familiar with the cube, where a sarcastic British robot and Dwayne Wade
make people do party
like
games.
Frat party games. Yeah, but now they would have to like go into the cube and like skin
eat
a pheasant. Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, it's a great time to be NBA player and host game shows. First, holy moly, now this. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and LeBron had both. The Wall and Million Dollar Mile.
Yeah, The Wall, hosted by canceled man Chris Hardwick.
And I believe Million Dollar Mile itself was canceled after like three episodes.
And it was hosted by Tim Tebow, yeah.
Also canceled for being right all the time.
Yeah.
The thing that was tough was the contestants had to circumcise a Filipino baby every tenth of a mile. And it was a condition for Tim Tebow to host, and LeBron just had some canned answers where he was like, great cut.
I actually heard the reason they canceled it so early was because Tim Tebow had to go wait in line for that Jim Caviezel movie.
The Sound of Freedom.
All
that absolutely. Money goes to fight sex trafficking. It goes directly into Adam LaRoche's pocket, and it's great.
Yeah,
it's good.
What a great month for cinema, honestly. Barbie, Oppenheimer, that movie.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
And I also think, you know, let's also not forget the last NBA star to host a game show. Of course, Jaylen Brown hosting Wipeout. Run in May for exactly 2 weeks in May. Very recently.
Was he hosting or was he a contestant?
Both, you know. Yeah. It's kind of like, you guys remember Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. It was a lot like that, you know.
He's falling.
Yeah, he was just kind of, you know, letting it go. By the way, it's totally fine. His extension is going to be signed any day. It's fine.
It's pretty
normal.
It's just the bells and whistles they're worried about.
Fled the kinds of fun, Max.
Yeah, it's like, look, sometimes these details, it takes like 3 weeks. It's like, hey, can I get a player option? And it's like, no. It's like, okay, we'll try again tomorrow. That's the end of negotiations for today.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that can take like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
then he has to go back to Europe for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that Kyrie Irving's mother-in-law is consulting on the deal as well. So it should be pretty good.
I would love that because I would know a deal would get done.
Yeah.
She gets it done.
She did great. She kept Kyrie in the league. You have any idea how good of a negotiator you have to be to have a guy who's like, yeah, I'm not apologizing for any of that shit I said. And it's like, sorry, you just got to sign him. You just got to deal with that. And Cuban's like, you know what? Sharks.
Yeah. Notoriously the worst shark at negotiating. So
makes sense.
Our friend Mike from Portland asks, does Doc Rivers get as many coaching jobs if he didn't go by Doc? Would teams be convinced a guy named Glenn can turn their team around? This is a good question for for one of you.
For the
both of you. Both.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sam's seen why Doc was hired so many times. I have not.
I will say, you know, Glenn is a man who has slipped on a banana peel at a wedding no less than 13 times, which seems it seems like there shouldn't have even been that many weddings where a banana was like. But Doc Rivers, that is just a that is a cool laid back name because it's not doctor. You know, it's just it's Doc, you know, like that's like the abbreviated like you're in Vietnam at that point. And famously, everything that happened in Vietnam was good.
Yeah.
So like that's the like the, I think Doc would have been even better. But I think that it might have taken him out of the running for some of the worst jobs, like some of the dumber owners might have preferred a Glenn.
Like
Glenn is definitely more fireable.
Yeah.
Yeah, like because he would like, be in the
there's no Glenn. Name that's better than to say in my office now as Glenn before.
True.
Glenn!
I do want to point out there is one difference. Two N's in Glenn might make a difference because if you Google two N's in Glenn, Glenn Plummer, Glenn Close, Glenn, there are a lot of famous.
Glenn Headley, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of, what was, who was the
Glenn
musician?
Glenn Fry.
Who's the musician who died in the plane crash that went in World War II? Can't remember his name.
But
Glenn Miller.
Yeah, yeah. Buddy Holly.
His orchestra.
The Weezer guy.
Yeah. Well, I kind of think that. So you know why Doc has that nickname, right?
It's psychotic.
I don't.
Oh, you
I don't.
Don't.
Warren. I have no Doc lore.
I actually don't.
So he wore a Julius Irving t-shirt on one day at a basketball camp, and some coach like sarcastically called him Doc. And I have a theory that he just saw that as an off-ramp from the name Glenn. And he's I'm Doc. Everybody calls me Doc. Yeah. Everybody at basketball camp called me that. And I can see like, so Scoot Henderson is the same way where it's like a baby nickname where he used to scoot around. But I don't think he sticks with it forever if his real first name isn't Sterling. You know what I mean? Like he probably at no point was like, oh, I gotta go back to Sterling. That's a great name.
He's
for
playing
my basketball
it safe,
career.
But I feel like once he's like established in the league as like a veritable like top guy, like Sterling, like you're open to so many like sick nicknames at that point. You're like you might bring it back, you know, like a Sterling Silver.
But then your second
Donald
place, you're
Sterling.
No, Sterling Silver is what you're called because you when you're in the union, this is when you're doing contract negotiations. Sure. You're defeating Adam Silver.
There you go.
But Doc Rivers is only named Doc because he was a fan of Dr. J, which is like if we just started calling Sam Sheehan Goro.
You just started calling me Muhammad Atta. I mean, sorry, hold on.
Sam beat me to the I had a 9/11 thing lined up, but Sam beat me to it.
We gotta get one in whenever we're guests together.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say that I feel like with Doc, I don't even believe that story about his nickname because Doc's just like he lies all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah. Doc is like a politician with
like when
lies.
He's like, I love my son.
No, he's never said that in public, unfortunately. No, but the reason I say that is because I feel like Doc just completely made that up and like told the story once and it got away from him. Like the guy from the league who said he was in the towers on 9/11 and then was just like, I guess this is my name now forever.
Run with this at this point. Yeah.
A friend of ours went to a birthday party at Universal Studios one time of a comedian. And that guy from the league who lied that he was in 9/11 was there at the party at Universal Studios.
Let's go.
And they went to see the Waterworld show. And there's like it's a stunt show and there's explosions. And at one point, a tiny plane flies over and then it explodes.
Oh, no.
And our friend the entire time just was sitting there thinking, is this what he thought 9/11 was like?
Oh,
Other Glens. I will say that Big Baby was such a demeaning nickname that Glenn Davis still went for Glenn with one N.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, well, Glenn Howerton, probably one of the most powerful Glens.
He just goes by Dennis at this point.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. You know, you're hiding it. It's being hidden. The Glens are in hiding. Yeah. So, you know, tough to ding Doc too bad for kind of, you know, coming off that one.
Oh, right. Yeah. So based on the question, do you think? I'm sorry that we answered the question.
Yeah. Sean, give us one more question before we go move on.
We got. Hold on. Well, let me ask two. One's quick and then we'll get through it. OK, now that Dame Lillard asked for his trade, what is next for Chris Haynes? Is he in his Windhorst era? That comes from listener past Patrick Cosmos the Strong.
I have inside information on this because I unfortunately listened to Chris Haynes' podcast when he was shilling for Dame in the Miami Heat. But he didn't say that he's moving permanently to Miami to follow Dame, but he said he'll be spending a lot more time there. By the way, quick aside very quickly about that podcast. If you've never listened to it, it's
uncut hashtag underlined, some of the letters are capitalized. Yes.
They had their first live show recently, which is great. Awesome. It was held at a beauty shop that Chris Haynes owns in Sacramento, I believe.
I saw this.
And tickets were $50.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Who's like I'm such a big Steinhead. I gotta be there.
Yeah.
$50.
That is weird.
My favorite thing.
Dude, if I did a live podcast, I would not charge $50.
My favorite thing about Mark Stein currently, which by the way, I actually love Mark Stein. He was good. He's good. But
I subscribe to his Substack.
He's currently on some radio station called 97.9 The Freak all the time. And so I'll just get a notification that it's like going live on The Freak from Mark Stein.
So my favorite thing about the Windhorst era is that he moved to Miami from Cleveland, and the entire time he was there covering LeBron, he couldn't sell his condo and he was underwater on it because of the housing crisis.
Yeah.
And it would periodically come up in his podcast appearances. And apparently it was enough of a disaster that he moved to Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
So Chris Haynes, Topeka, Kansas might be waiting for you.
Let's go.
$75 beauty shop.
Well, Miami might be underwater soon. So.
Yeah, that's a good.
That might be like what Chris is like dreading here. Like he might not have, you know, it might be Jacksonville for Chris at this rate. So thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Long story short. Yeah.
All right. One final question. El Hefnero asks, does hearing any particular player's name make you hungry? For me, it's Channing Frye.
There you go.
I love this question. Let me think this through because there's definitely an answer somewhere. Channing Frye is a really good answer. I really liked Rajon Rondo because that made me think of the Mondo beverages. Do you remember those juices that had the snap tab? So I'm cheating a little because this is like a thirst thing, but I always thought of Mondo when I was like very young, like when Rondo like first came in the league. I was like, oh, he's like the orange, the little blue juices that I drink.
There's a pretty obvious one. I mean, you guys are Warriors fans. Steph Curry is pretty good. I mean, I remember during the very clever thing during the Kings Warrior series was one of the Kings fans after one of the games said a lot of people don't know that there are a lot of Indian fans within the Kings fan base, and you know what they do? They cook curry. So
that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Thing.
I would say my number one is Olden Polonis. Polonese always just reminds me of like a poo-poo platter you'd get at a tiki bar, you know, like
well, for me it was former Warriors center Victor Alexander, who they took in the middle of the first round in the early 90s, I think, and he was pretty obese, would you say, Joey?
Yeah.
So when the Clippers used to play at the sports arena, they had one of those rotating ad signs that would like flip over every 2 or 3 minutes. And once I was watching Victor Alexander like plod down the court, and I was not aware that this was an actual business yet, but it flipped over and the sign just said Fat Burger. And my sister started going, "That's him. He's Fat Burger. He's Fat Burger." And then when I moved to Los Angeles, I had to take a picture in front of a Fat Burger sign and send it to my whole family and say, "Victor Alexander says hello."
Yeah.
Poor Big Vic.
All right, Sean, let's talk probably some news real quick, huh?
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news for humans and robots. Trust the process.
Our first story is James Harden and Daryl Morey are getting a divorce. Trill bro, dude, you're a Sixers fan. God. Do you have anything you want to say about this?
Just end it now. End it all, including my life, because this is the second time in 3 years that we've had to deal with one of these things. I'm honestly the only thing from a Sixers fan perspective that I am worried about, and this is something that Kyle Newbeck, Sixers reporter, who brought up on his podcast, was last summer when the Sixers and Harden, they were investigated for tampering. We didn't tamper with
round pick. Yeah.
No, well, we didn't tamper with James Harden.
No.
We tampered with the corpse of PJ Tucker and Daniel House. Don't get it twisted. But the reason I say this is because he was saying that, you know, Harden might have some information that they didn't find during that tampering investigation that he could now use against the Sixers, because I think it's pretty obvious that they gave him a handshake deal. Mm-hmm. And this could turn into the famous Timberwolves Joe Smith situation that ruined the Timberwolves during Kevin Garnett's years. So that is the real fear if you are a Sixers fan, because Harden is now like mysteriously posting. He posted on Instagram like an hour ago, "It's time to get uncomfortable" or something.
Yeah.
I've been comfortable my whole life. Yeah. So that's the only thing I really fear here. Otherwise I'm fine with trading James Harden, as long as we're not getting completely fleeced in the deal, which, you know, I say what you will about Daryl Morey, but he's not going to lose a deal because he's a fucking psycho. So,
yeah.
So
I was looking back. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that, like, you know, from my side of the perspective, I've been podcasting with Trill for a while now, and I've sort of learned to read, you know, his subtext. What Trill is really trying to say is he's okay with not getting Terrence Mann. A perfectly acceptable package to him would be, you know, Robert Covington, Marcus,
bring Lawrence, him home,
yep,
and Powell. Yeah, this is, yes, what, but exactly, because there's no other options on the table for the Sixers, so they have to accept that deal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, Trill? Really, yeah. Yeah. So that's something I just wanted to clear up. And yeah, you can attribute that to Trill Bro Dude. That's something he's saying.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tweet that.
NBA Centel, not Central. NBA Centel. Yeah, you make sure to aggregate this. That. Yeah, hopefully someone will tweet it, and then Kevin Garnett will point out that it's not real. All right.
So historically what James Harden does in these situations is literally, he did this twice before. He just starts going to strip clubs all the time and pretends to be fatter than he is. But there is a little problem with that strategy right now, which is that his BFF Lil Baby, the rapper, has canceled 9 of his tour dates because his album sales were too bad. So if James Harden was planning to, you know, get on Instagram partying in dates in Denver, Phoenix, San Diego, Las Vegas, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, and Louisville, that will no longer be possible, nor will he be able to pose for a selfie with supporting act The Kid LAROI, who has been dropped from the concert. So,
well, I do just want to say that good news for James Harden, that his other more problematic best friend, Travis Scott, is dropping an album this month called Utopia, that's been anticipated for a while and got postponed for some reason. I can't remember why.
Yeah. What reason would that be?
Yeah. I don't know. Not sure. But he might be able to join Travis once the album drops and his tour happens. And that's during the season, I would imagine. So
I think he's got more options here. I think he should branch out. Like, what if he just partied with the National and just like, followed them around? Like, I think that's like just like really lean in. He's getting a little older, right? He's starting to hit that demo.
Sure.
Yeah. Like the National really.
Yeah. He has the big beard. He fits the mold. Yeah.
And then Nick Nurse is like, can I jam with those guys? Jam. Can I jam with those guys? Think those guys want to jam with me?
They covered Springsteen before.
I will say, when Sean and I were in Vegas, we were with someone who received a text. That was the most Vegas text I've ever heard in my life, where the guy looked at his phone and then he looked up and he said, my friend just texted me that he's hanging out with the owner of the Circa Casino and Jaromir Jagr. So maybe that's who James Harden should start hanging out with.
There you go.
Jaromir Jagr still playing in the NHL. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. He's 764. He's an eldritch beast at this point.
Here's
unknowable Jaromir Jagr.
Does Daryl Morey need to go to a white party with Michael Rubin to make things right?
Yeah.
I mean, when things are going poorly, going to an Eyes Wide Shut party is really the best thing that you can do.
Yeah. They're gonna go to like Owl Grove this is why everyone wants to go to Miami, is because they've got the best eldritch ceremonies around. Just in terms of the adrenochrome is real pure there. They've got lots of allegedly the adrenochrome is very
crypto guy.
Crypto guy. FTX Arena, you know, it's still called that. I don't care. Don't send me any links. That's what it's called. It's FTX Arena still.
It's just like Staples Center. I won't call it anything else. FTX Arena in perpetuity.
I'll call it Crypto Arena, but I won't not call it. So, it's very good to me that the two teams I hate most in the world both went with crypto branding. I really enjoy that.
I can't imagine my team being associated with crypto.
All right, Sean, we've sort of gotten into a tough place for Trill Bro Dude, and now it's our time for the tables to turn.
It's time to be for Rambo Rock to get uncomfortable. We've been comfortable for too long on this podcast. We want to get traded to Fast Break Breakfast. Okay,
go.
Let's talk. Run us through the month or so that Draymond Green has had.
Okay, so Draymond Green. I mean, we'll start back. A lot of people didn't know that he punched teammate Jordan Poole, but incident blew up online.
Yeah, you brought it up. Hold on.
Sorry.
Where's this stupid drop that I have? You keep talking. Here we go.
If you want me to be honest with you, I still don't know how much the world may think it blew up.
Sparked by the leak of the video, the incident did blow up. It went viral.
Mm-hmm. Went viral.
It went viral.
It did go viral.
We all know who's at fault here.
Yeah.
The person who leaked the tape.
Yeah. They should be killed in public.
Yeah. You have to do that thing about, like, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound?
Yeah.
If you almost break your teammate's face and it's not on camera, did it really happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And that will also go viral.
Yeah.
It will blow. That will blow up.
Yeah. It's amazing that in real time they did the arrested development thing.
Oh yeah.
This will never happen. It did happen.
It happened.
Narrator.
Amazing. So I would say that there are a lot of things to dislike Draymond Green about. A lot of hard fouls, a lot of dirty plays, hits people in the nuts a lot, yells at people, can't shoot a three. But the saddest, I would say, is that he is a podcaster.
Yeah.
That's the saddest thing about him. And because of that, he will go on anyone else's podcast because he's like, well, you know, follow back. He's like, follow back team on podcast. So the Warriors, of course, traded Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. And Draymond has been, since signing a four-year contract with the Warriors has been going on many podcasts, mm-hmm. including Patrick Beverley's podcast, mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. you would think would have been an enemy of the Warriors, but he has a podcast, so he's Draymond's friend. Exactly. That is the problem with Chris Paul and his relationship right now. So he went on Patrick Beverley's podcast and implied that Jordan Poole had been acting out for a long time. He said it was a dialogue and that he had said something that you don't say amongst men.
I have the inside information on that.
Yes.
He went to Draymond directly and he said, "Free Palestine."
Whoa. Oh. You don't say that amongst IDF men.
Well, now I'm with Draymond. You know, I thought he was exaggerating, but like, come on. I mean, I'm a big RFK booster.
It can't be a booster because he doesn't get shot.
Yeah, sorry, wrong
line. You're an RFK herbal supplement that works perfectly fine. Yeah. A magnetic necklace.
Yeah, I'm in RFK crystals and dietary.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, exactly. that's good to know.
Yeah.
So he also said that I'm not going to just hit someone. I'm not going to get triggered by a teammate. Despite him being the most triggered man in the world, who would hit people for literally any reason. And so he clearly didn't. I think it's pretty obvious that Jordan Poole did not specifically say anything that would justify being punched in the face because Draymond would have said it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's a secret. Yeah. He doesn't have like an NDA. Yeah. He would just say it. So instead he's like, "Oh, you don't say that amongst men." And it's like, I think he might have like read the word amongst recently. I guess he was in a Shakespearean production at Michigan State.
Yeah,
right, Joey?
He did play Othello at Michigan State. Yeah.
Okay. So he was going back to his roots. And after this, Jordan Poole's father, Anthony Poole, tweeted for the first time the third time in a year. His previous tweets were from February. He voted for a Jordan Poole 3-point celebration as the Michelob Ultra moment of the night. He also tweeted in December to inform his followers that his old Instagram had been hacked and give them his new Instagram name, which he did not link to. And then he had some words for Draymond Green, and I need to pull this up. Anthony Poole. I'm not following Anthony Poole. A Poole 98, if you want to get in there. He hasn't been.
You're
back.
Missing so
oh,
much.
He
great
deleted
content.
It. He deleted it. He deleted that post. Hang on. I'm very prepared for this podcast.
He only tweets three times a year. So
I know, and I still didn't manage to.
Well, this is Elon's tweet limits, right? Like the second go over two a year, you've got to delete one at that point. He's probably.
Actually have a theory about what Draymond is up to.
Oh, okay. Let me get the. Yeah, go ahead.
While you're looking up this tweet, I think
I even posted about it.
Draymond.
Oh, it's gone because the tweet. Goddamn embeds.
Okay,
I can read it. I have it.
Yeah, Draymond. Here's my take. I think Draymond got the Elon check, and is now just engagement farming for more Elon money.
Yeah, he's trying to get the Elon bucks.
Yeah.
Oh right. Yeah, he took a little. He took a little haircut.
Yeah.
To come to the Warriors. So, apparently he's declined quote substantially more money.
All right, so read the tweet, Trill Bro, dude.
So he said, "I'm stand on that is some BS." Mm-hmm. Okay. Great start. JP was his guy and he avoided me all year. He is a soft ass bitch and I'm standing on this. And he didn't apologize to me and my wife. So he lame and me and him can meet anytime he want.
He also said he a lame ass bitch. Yeah. Soft ass bitch. Which actually is kind of more demeaning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like he's soft as a bitch. And Draymond shot back, "That's so cute. It's impossible to avoid you on arena for a year, champ. I got get my family from that family room every game." And stop using those words. They usually don't go over well amongst men. So amongst, again.
Amongst men.
If you're training an AI to make a Draymond tweet, it's going to say tweet. I was going to say amongst.
Amongst men. So do we, what do we think is the things that you don't say amongst men? Like with my guys, with my like group chat, I'm trying to think of like red lines that like we don't cross. And I think one of the biggest thing amongst men is like, if you insult the Elden Ring build, like if somebody's running a fake build, then we all know that that's like dog shit. Like you can't do that.
If you don't stand behind Nick Merckx, in his battle against Call of Duty, that's something you get kicked out of the group chat for.
My boys won't let you talk about the moon landing being real.
Yeah,
they don't like it. Yeah, they're like, so true. I kind of hang out with Cooper Kive, so I'm like, you know, that's how I roll.
The entire Philadelphia Eagles team is also on the moon landing being fake right now. That's their thing. If you guys don't know this, Philadelphia is what we call the most Reddit city in America. We have we have like the guy that ate the chicken and it went viral. I don't know if you saw that, the rotisserie chicken. Yeah, that's a very Reddit
moment. The guy driving the tiny car. That was in Philadelphia.
I think the guy, the new guy from the Barbie movie doing the Nicole Kidman sing-along with his pink fedora.
That was also in Philadelphia.
That was Philadelphia as well. So.
Exactly.
The hitchhiking robot died there.
That's a good point.
That might not be so Reddit. That's too cool to be Reddit, I think. We have Joel Troel Embiid.
Daryl
Morey.
Daryl Morey is definitely a poster.
He is the most Reddit GM of all time.
He
does everything by upvote.
I mean, there's only been one professional sports franchise that's had to fire somebody because of a burner account. I know that was Twitter, but that's a very Reddit thing to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, for 100%.
Sure. Well, because I'm sure the Reddit detectives helped expose it.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I mean, Ben Rohrbach just like is basically a Reddit detective. Yeah.
Okay, so beyond that, Draymond, so after threatening to fight... like a 50-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond also went on... When did he actually go on the Paul George podcast?
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so there was a report that came out that Draymond's relationship with Jonathan Kuminga had been... was really bad, and that it was on Draymond to fix it.
And the and rest of the NBA is like, I don't think they're going to fix it.
That's not
going to
happen. Yeah.
I think Jonathan Kuminga's getting traded.
You guys don't know that Draymond's an asshole? Like that's, you don't really have to be an NBA insider for that. And so on the Paul George podcast, 2 weeks before this story broke, he said that he did not have a relationship with Jonathan Kuminga, and that one of the assistant coaches said something like, you don't actually know Kuminga. And Draymond was like, wow, that's... It's really
so deep. Really deep. How do you know a person? Izzo. That's literally
he
what he said.
He said, if you got to lead people, you got to know them. And if you have any sexual assault that's going on at your university, especially with a team trainer, you cover that up. You never talk about it ever again. And hopefully they won't fire you. Yeah, that was
right.
And Paul George was like, word. That's how Paul George interviews people.
Yeah.
Hey, James Harden, don't go to Houston. That was the other thing he added at the end of that. It was weird.
So then the other thing he said on the Paul George podcast is he thinks that Chris Paul is going to unlock Jonathan Kuminga, and he looks forward to learning from Chris Paul how to, like, mentor young people.
And that's a very mature thing to say.
And then again...
Did you see the cut?
Yeah.
The cut was, you know, CP will work really well for the young guys.
Uh-huh.
As we know, CP always, you know.
Yeah, that acronym means one thing. Yeah. Yeah, there's no other way to take that acronym.
And then later this week, he was also like, by the way, I still hate Chris Paul, even though we're teammates.
Paul texted Draymond to be like, hey, we're on the same team now. Joey, has Draymond texted him back?
No.
As of two weeks ago, he has not texted him back.
Yeah.
Shithead thing to do, man. Like, look, it's your coworker now. Yeah. Like, it's like your coworkers who hate each other and make it everybody fucking else's problem. Like, just return the fucking email. I don't want to be the go-between. Like, dad said you have to let me play now. Yeah.
It's also funny because Steph is like a very normal guy in terms of his personal relationships. And even is like, a guy who could probably say fuck Chris Paul to Chris Paul and then high five Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but earlier this year he was shit talking to him. Was like, it isn't 2014 anymore. Yeah, yeah.
But then they were like throwing each other alley oops at the All Star games.
Yeah,
so it was like, I mean, not this year, but the anyway. So the last thing that Draymond did that was humiliating this week is that he fell for a fake tweet about Kevin Garnett insulting him and essentially called KG fat, kind of, in his response, and was like, oh, that very, very aggressive. And then Kevin Garnett
had the funniest response possible, which was, this is not the real NBA Central at Elon Musk. You got to fix this, bro.
That's so funny because KG is like the ultimate like raring for a fight guy, and for him to go like Glenn Kessler and be like, this is three Pinocchios.
Yeah.
It's
three long.
It's awesome. That rules.
Yeah, it it was hilarious too because I feel like it's part of it is that KG has had to spend so much time trying to host live streams. And
with Paul Pierce.
Video shows with Paul Pierce. So he's like, you've just got to be very patient.
Exactly. He understands. Yeah. He understands that, you
he's
know,
like,
podcasters...
I just need to correct people when they say things. You can't smoke in this studio. Don't talk about prostitutes on Showtime. That's illegal.
I can't believe. Can you believe a podcast where you're making KG be the straight man?
Yeah. Oh my god,
like, it's so brutal, man! Like, come on.
That's what we like about KG, his restraint.
That's why he had such a great career. Yeah. You know. Yeah. One last thing on Draymond, because we have a buddy named Hugo who is a huge Warriors fan, and Hugo. Anytime we'll send him like, oh, the Warriors could trade for this player or that player. We recently did it with Karl Anthony Towns because like, we're like, look, Karl Anthony Towns, obviously not a perfect player. He's had some issues, but like, I'm sure with his offensive skill set, the Warriors could figure something out. And Hugo's like, the problem with trading for half of the bigs in the NBA is that Draymond thinks that all of them are bitches.
So it
immediately eliminates like 15 guys that are like good players that you just can't trade for.
I honestly think the best thing that could happen to the Warriors this year is Draymond trying to punch Jonathan Kuminga and then Jonathan Kuminga just murdering him because he's a RoboCop from the Congo.
Yeah, he's like I've seen much worse on the street.
I just feel like I don't it's like Draymond even like good anymore? Like
yes, I think unfortunately he is.
He was good this year. We'll see moving forward. He's getting up there in age, but
this is what I'm saying. I'm starting to wonder. I think it's
what's
gonna
the
be
level.
Very, yes, I'm starting to wonder. Like very interesting because Draymond has been like unimpeachable for like 10 years in the NBA right now, and like that's the thing is when you're a certain level of good, you can do pretty much anything. Check out Kyrie Irving, for example. And it'll be like fine. And I wonder, like, we saw that the Warriors kind of start to approach this, but like they like couldn't afford to lose Draymond for nothing this year, so it was never really an option. I think it's going to be interesting to monitor over the next like 2 to 3 years, like what Draymond's decline looks like, and how that sort of goes with the rest of the team and how he takes
it
personally.
I agree. I actually think, though, the bigger problem currently that is a similar problem is Klay Thompson.
Yes.
Who is the same, but is declining more.
He led the league in three-pointers.
I understand.
So let's cool it off a little bit.
He shot 2 for 37 against the Los Angeles Lakers.
I will say that Draymond Green kind of derailed another playoff run this year, I would say, because if he doesn't stomp on Domantas Sabonis's chest for absolutely no reason, the Warriors probably win that series in like 5 games, 6 games,
maybe.
What do you think, Joey? I mean, they would have won the game he was suspended for.
I mean, I think they probably would have won the game. The where that derailment really happened was Klay Thompson and Draymond Green being so mean to Jordan Poole, he like couldn't play basketball anymore and was a crazy person. So that's I think it started at the beginning of the training camp.
I will say that only one person hit.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, they're both a problem. I'm just
saying. Right, I'm just saying Klay is better at basketball right now.
I don't agree, actually.
Yeah, I don't agree either.
Draymond is much better.
But I'm just saying that Klay Thompson was too out of shape, but like he had two games this year where he hit 12 3-pointers and was like on fire.
But defensively, Draymond in the regular season was
Draymond like was so awesome defender on defense in the NBA this year. Like
he's the
only reason that like their defense could stop anyone at all.
Exactly.
I bet he knows Jonathan Kuminga's name and has like said hello. And has he threatened to fight his father? That's the one upside. Jonathan Kuminga's father has basically been to America once since Jonathan Kuminga was 13. So Draymond's going to have to go pretty far to punch him.
Yeah. So what we're forgetting about this Klay Thompson versus Draymond is you've got to like, it's sort of a follow the money thing. Like who benefits from Klay Thompson being in the league? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you who that is, that it is the Ringer. Being able to war Klay Thompson. He owns boats. This is Klay. He's crazy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Klay's- they hired Logan Murdoch specifically to follow, mm-hmm. Klay's boat adventures.
Yeah, like this is like the Ringer cannot sustain without like quirky, like fun, like NBA characters. And yeah, I feel like Bill is already like funneling dark money into like, you know, whatever refs he needs to kind of, you know, keep Klay's free throw free throw rate like passable. Like, why do you think Austin Reeves is where he is with free throw rate?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. Think about it.
I gotta say, we got to watch Grady Dick this year because Bill's influence.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Somehow he has a Spotify podcast where he actually just talks shit about the royal family. That'd be weird, but...
I had, like, a horrible vision of, like... The Ringer, whoever's writing it, the piece, it's going to be titled "There's Nothing Little About Grady Dick." and then it's going to be like, "What was Grady Little? He was the guy in the Red Sox. That's See, what we meant."
There you go.
I actually disagree. I think it will be titled GDE. Grady Dick energy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there we go.
Love it.
That's way more. Yeah. Right. I agree because that makes me want to like kill myself
because
right
it's
now.
just a new enough reference, but also old enough that it's still embarrassing.
My 61-year-old dad said that to me earlier. He said, "Yeah, it's like BDE," and I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And he said, "Big Dick Energy," and I was like, okay, I hadn't heard that since 2017, so you'll have to forgive me. So
he's been watching Pete Davidson movies recently. Yeah.
He's keeping tabs on Ariana now that she's single again, dating that SpongeBob guy.
All right, guys, I think it's time for the reason I brought you on. We have a new segment for our show. It's called the Joe Post. So here's the intro.
And now, the Joe Post.
Welcome to the Joe Post! I'm your host, Joey Devine, and I, of course, am here with my only funny friends, because I don't understand humor, from the You Know Ball podcast, Trill Bro Dude and Sam Sheehan. And also, the most exciting moment in niche podcasting... What up, Keen?
Hey, Joey. How's it going?
First off, before we get to what I want to talk about, I was just wondering, have you heard of this Barbie hammer? Is that a new cleaning product? Like Arm & Hammer? Am I supposed to clean my house with Barbie hammer? Who is Barbie?
So, I think I could be of help here. Kevin Pelton, thank you for having me on the show. Barbie, I do not think I will be watching Barbie. I am much more of an Oppenheimer guy.
Who is Oppenheimer?
So Oppenheimer was the father of the atomic bomb. You know, he's sort of the John Hollinger figure in terms of mass murder. So, you know, the way that we talk about John would be, you know, sort of how a Raytheon person might talk about Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a movie since Ballistic X versus Sever. Are there any movies I should watch?
Brian Windhorst here. Don't aggregate me, but the film Nebraska by you know Alexander Payne. I watched the movie Election. I didn't understand it very much, but I'm hearing rumors that this could have had some Oscar consideration. Mainly, I just golf and hide from the internet.
Okay. Time for an ad. Before we talk about what we're going to, here's an ad.
Are you ready to meet the all-star lineup for the Bacon Bash at Red Robin?
Ready to meet the all-star lineup for the Bacon Bash at Red Robin?
The spotlight is definitely on the Bacon Jammin' Burger.
The spotlight is definitely on the Bacon Jammin' Burger.
With savory sweet bacon jam and hardwood smoked bacon.
With savory sweet bacon jam and hardwood smoked bacon.
But don't sleep on the bacon jam and wings.
But don't sleep on the bacon jam and wings.
Toss with bacon jam and barbecue sauce.
Toss in bacon jam and barbecue sauce and...
and topped with bacon crumbles. You gotta be kidding me.
Topped with bacon crumbles.
And everyone is raving about the sweet action of the caramel and cookie crumb shake.
And everyone is raving about the sweet action of the caramel and cookie crumb shake.
Topped with candied bacon. You got it.
Topped with candied bacon. Who doesn't love bacon?
Bacon. You got it.
Bacon.
Watch out the menu, burger, bacon, find a restaurant near you, or place an order to go, with or get bacon.
Learn more, just place an order, or find a Red Robin near you at redrobin.com.
I brought my guests on to talk about their least interesting teams this offseason, and I'll go first. The Ottawa Senators are mine. As you may know, my wife is Canadian, and she always makes me watch their teams. All right, Trill Bro Dude, who's your least interesting team this offseason?
You know, unfortunately, I didn't have time to Google for this, but... the Saudi Arabian team that Cristiano Ronaldo recently joined, I look forward to following them this upcoming season. I'm a huge supporter, not a big soccer fan, just a huge supporter of the government over there. So just looking forward to seeing, you know, what they can do to revolutionize sport once again.
Mm-hmm. Tim Bontemps, who's your least interesting team?
Well, to me, I think that it's got to be Denver Nuggets, who made one of the most boneheaded plays of all time when they let Bruce Brown walk out the door. I mean, it just confounds me how anyone could be so stupid. I mean, if I were if I were anyone in charge over there, I would have everyone in the front office drawn and quartered in a probably their bloodline too extinguished. So the Denver Nuggets. You know, they might think that they are going to get a pass for what happened, With them winning the championship. But, you know, the NBA, it is hard to win a championship, and it's even harder to remember one. So I am picking the Denver Nuggets, the biggest losers in the NBA.
Can we talk really quickly about the phrase, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush? First off, what am I going to do with a bird in my hand? And also, birds in a bush? I've never seen birds in a bush. Who's seen birds in a bush? They belong in trees. Sean Keane, who's your least interesting team this offseason? What up, Sean?
What up, Joe? I'm going to say the Portland Trailblazers are my least interesting team because they're not doing shit. I got to say, you got to shit or you get off the pot. You shit out that Damian Lillard and you flush that turd to Miami.
Okay, who shits in a pot? I don't understand how the world works. The only thing I want to talk about is Willie Hernan Gomez's screens. Trill bro dude, who's your second least interesting team?
Of this offseason, I would say my second least interesting team has got to be, you know, a lot of the teams that are usually very uninteresting were actually interesting this offseason. The Washington Wizards were very interesting this offseason, kind of, you know, for the wrong reasons. The Charlotte Hornets were interesting this offseason. I'm going to go with the Chicago Bulls, who seem to be dedicated to running it back in perpetuity and winning, 37 games with the core of DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Nikola Vucevic, who just got an extension for some reason. I don't really understand what they're doing in Chicago, Joe, to be honest.
My second least favorite team this year is the Pink Flamingos, my daughter's soccer team, because they won't even talk to me about how Trey Murphy runs the back cuts. Sean Keane, I hate my family. What is your third most interesting team?
I gotta say, I'm pretty bored by Team DeSantis right now. They're off season. Check out these slogans. Decline is a choice. Success is attainable. Boring. Throw some mud. Make up some nicknames. Fuck a prostitute. Take a shit.
Hungry.
That's my theory.
Is it my turn to go yet?
Tim McMahon, right. Go ahead.
First of all, I can't believe you don't recognize myself, Chris Vernon.
I thought it was Tim McMahon. My mistake.
I want to say, when I saw some of the contracts that were coming out of the Houston Rockets, I mean, are you kidding me? Dylan Brooks, $20 million? I mean, there are more millions of dollars in his deal than the number of pits that are going missing in my neighborhood because of my son. I think the Houston Rockets are unquestionably one of the biggest losers in the NBA offseason. I would turn that over to Kevin O'Connor to see what he has to think about that, because holy jeez, I mean, good Lord, there is no price for this.
All right, time for another ad. Randy Rock here again. And if you like Divine and DeFour, you should check out another one of our basketball podcasts, Rocked on Knicks. Host Ian Cameron is the only journalist in New York City who wasn't unionized, so I got him for this podcast. How much does Ian love New York? He takes the subway home every night, and that's when he records his podcast. Here is an excerpt from the last episode of Rocked on Knicks.
Hey, welcome to Rocked on Knicks. I'm your host, Ian Cameron. It's a pretty rough game tonight. Shot 7 of 13, 2 for 4 from 3, 3 for $6 from the Ring.
Rocked On Knicks is only available on Ring doorbells.
Hey, question for you guys. Why do they say you're under the weather? Aren't we always under the weather? The sky's in the air. All right. Sean Kane, who's your third least interesting team?
It's Team Jacob, actually. hasn't been a Twilight movie in quite some time. We are really lacking the werewolf lore. We know that, you know, he imprinted on Bella and Edward's child. After her birth means he's going to be her lifelong protector, possibly means he's sexually attracted to a baby vampire human hybrid. I don't know, but we want to learn more. Where's Team Jacob going? Are they still running through the forest? Are they still at war with the vampire clans? What's going on with all these guys? Is Dakota Fanning still alive? I don't know. I mean, she's undead, but, you know, sometimes vampires can get their heads cut off and both their arms cut off, and that means they're dead in the Twilight verse. And anyway, I'm disappointed in what I saw from Team Jacob, because they had their full mid-level exception.
What up, you know, Sean?
I recently watched the Twilight movies for the first time, and leading up to the moment where, you know, the baby was imprinted on, as you suggested, I thought the most problematic thing about the whole movie was the age gap. I thought the fact that he was, you know, well over 100 years old dating a high schooler, but no, they took it up to another level. It's just brilliant cinema.
Yeah. And she's, you know, what's crazy is the way lady vampires have girl dinner. They just eat like a little bit of blood from a bunch of different people, and like, it's lame.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I just want to talk about PJ Tucker and how good he is at switching the lane. I don't even know about basketball.
PJ Tucker's a rapper now? He's switching lanes?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I meant to say shooting the gap. Anyway. Sam Sheehan, who's your least in? Oh, who? Who was that?
It's me. It's Bill Simmons. I am editor in chief.
Hello, Father.
Zach, always great to see you. I love our Home and Homes. You know, you're a smart guy, just like me and Rosillo. We talk about it. I don't know if you heard about this, but Rosillo and I, we are all in on Scoot Henderson. We're the only guys who knew about him. Mm-hmm. And he got drafted number 3, I think, pretty much just because of me and Rosillo. But I want to talk about my least favorite team. And that is the Teamsters. That's right. Union people. No good. I really hate that team. One of my least favorite teams. I'm out here trying to get people on BetterHelp and Simply Safe to prevent against the home invasions that plague the Beverly Hills area. And these Teamsters are trying to take a profit. Do you have any idea how much my Simply Safe costs? That's right. $59.99 per month. That is always known. And it is Simply Safe with an I. So go ahead and check it out.
Bill, I have a quick question. Are you here to show solidarity with Bob Iger with what he's personally going through right now?
I could teach Bob a few things about how to take care of this union problem. Okay. I learned it from Howard Schultz, only I didn't get fired after. So the first thing you got to do is make it really uncomfortable, so all the people involved in your union suddenly have different jobs a year later. That's right. Go check them out on their other platforms, because they ain't working here anymore. And the other thing is, you got to get yourself a little bit of a ringer. See what I did there? Inside the union, to let you know what's going on and let management know. And their name should rhyme with Blevin O'Blommer. So anyway, we will be coming back later, but that is my least favorite team. And that is me, Sports Guy, out. This is the Cousin Sal impression of Sports Guy, by the way.
Thank you, Father. Trill Bro Dude, one last least interesting team.
I'm running out of teams here.
Okay, I'll go. Mine is my wife. She's always making me do things. Like, shovel the walk, hug your daughter, read a little book to her, come to Bulgaria with me on vacation to meet my mother. Why did I marry a woman from Newfoundland? All right, one last ad here. I'm legally obligated to play this because he did pluck me out of the gutter I lived in and started this podcast.
I believe we should ban the DH, long putters, extra points, the NIT, and pickoff throws. You really want to know what I believe? I believe in the four-point line. I believe soup is the perfect food.
All right, that's the Joe Post. Thank you for coming on. Goodbye, Keen.
Goodbye, Joe.
Wow.
That was our new segment, the Joe Post.
It's going to come back every single week.
I got to say, my biggest thing, what I love about the Joe Post is that I'm learning that Croatia is in Newfoundland and Canada. This is like a very interesting thing mm-hmm. for me, like geographically, yeah.
Well, Joe's wife is from Bulgaria and Newfoundland, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where the guy I'm making fun of's wife is from a different part of Canada and a different part of the Balkans. All right. I think that's our episode. Guys, please tell our little piggies where they can get the you know ball slop.
YouTube, you know ball, Spotify, Apple, Patreon, all that shit. So check out the podcast. If you like it, sign up for the Patreon. So that we can continue doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, the other thing with Uniball, we also are reviewing Trails into Reverie, the new JRPG that just came out.
Anytime I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, anytime I will do a video game podcast whenever Trill is in the bathroom. Also, if you are a Boston Celtics fan who liked the Kristaps Porzingis for Marcus Smart trade, please keep quote tweeting me. It's great for my mental health. I'm really enjoying it. Just keep doing that. I definitely am not descending into some sort of Shining-esque zone of mental illness right now. You definitely want to keep pushing on this button.
Make sure you keep bringing up Sam's age as well, whatever you're quote tweeting him.
Yeah, yeah. More people need to know that I'm 33 and too old to care about this. which is true, and doesn't just make me more mad. You're not getting to me. I'm not gotten to. I actually think it's very funny and normal. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I had one more drop I forgot to play during that podcast, so I'll do it right now.
And congrats from Dunked On Again on your nuptials.
All right. Sean, is there anything you would like to plug?
Oh, yeah. I wrote about 7 articles about Draymond Green this week for various websites. You can see me at the San Francisco Punchline on Sunday night, the 23rd. I'll be doing our friend of the pod, Ben Kalina's show, Mirthquake, at the Abbey Tavern in San Francisco on Monday. And I will be headlining Comedy Under the Stars at Laguna Town Hall in beautiful Elk Grove, California on Friday, the 28th.
Great. And then, as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where on July 9th, July 8th, I tweeted, my bad, it's now been 4 hours, 27 minutes since boarding this plane, and we haven't even been offered a cup of water. Isn't this animal cruelty? At American Air. All right. Sean, is there a song you want to hear?
Let's play the aggregate song.
Sure, sounds good.
Where Brian Windhorst and Zach Lowe are Nate Jogg and Warren G.
Yeah, perfect. Trust the process.
And
shut it down. Hey, thanks to everyone we saw in Summer League. That was really sweet to meet all of you. Love you. Bye.
It was a trade deadline. Shams in the panic room. Windy was on the set trying to pursue some news on the deals so I can get some scoop. Never will reveal the J.R. Smith soup. Just watch Kenny and Chuck on TNT on a mission trying to find Mr. Windy B. About to drink one-third of an MGD. Z-Lo's granting sources anonymity. So I grabbed my phone while Rachel was debating. I hit the wrong button and it started updating. I look at the screen, said 4% done. I turned to Bond Temps and said, damn, I'm sung. Trying to think of 10 more things that I think I like. Wendy's bone is crashing like Jay Williams on a bike. On to bigger, better things than court design. Get my old BlackBerry and put it online. I'm getting scooped. I'm losing to Chris Haynes. I'm disappearing. Just like David Blaine, I'll lose my job. I'll lose my shoe deal. I'll look up and Woj says they're trading Bradley Beal. They got Wendy freezing up and Paul Pierce is around. Gonna jump in there and bust like Kwame Brown. Drop an analytic knowledge about team rebound. And I fell asleep trying to watch Black Hawk Down. They got sources with sources. The trade is going down. It don't make sense. The cap is going down. To Omaha, I'll fly. It's a panic attack. They look to the wings and I see my homie Zach. Salaries don't match. Don't have the cap space. CBA rules are about to put egg on Woj's face. Joe Harris texted me he's gonna sign for eight. Z-Lo and Wendy B are gonna aggregate. Funny story, when Jerome James hit me in the face with a basketball, Michael McDonald helped me up. I took him to the low post. I let my notebook explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into beer mode. Everyone on the jump knows they got wrecked. So I grab a German beer. I say, what up, Bex? Now Zach grabbed a beer. He'll only drink half. But before my home died, I had news about Shaq. Shut up, do not blog. Don't want you to quote me. Ain't heard it from Wendy. Forget what you heard. I'm still a stat nerd. But I love watching film the most. It's how I spend my time when I'm on the Croatian coast, thinking about Luke Walton All Stars. I thought, ooh, I'm changing that name because he got me tooed and he don't coach good. It's just not the same. I got a belly full of hops and I'm away from my spouse. The next stop is Kevin Arnowitz's house. Zach, you know what I keep forgetting? How delicious a Sunbasket meal can be, cooked in your own home. They deliver it right to your house. I'm tweeting, but only cause they make me. Don't understand a single Drake meme. Makes me feel like I have a brain tumor. A rumor is a fact, and a fact is a rumor. Quotes, facts, reacts, commentary. Where truth is checked, and blue checks give truth. If you know Lexi-Lo, you don't want to step to this. It's the Low Post Era, podcasting about Luka Doncic. And if you drink like I drink, then there's Sam Adams in the fridge. And if your wife is Croatian, then never talk about your kids.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.